Since the beginning of the year, we've had several things cause a hiatus to what the Lord had put on my heart to emphasize our theme, Pursuing His Presence. But tonight, I want to deal with another part of that theme, Pursuing His Presence. I'm going to read just one verse, and as our custom, I thank you for standing, and then we're going to read this verse. And I'm not going to be expositing to tonight, but before I read the one verse, I want to remind you what happened. Jesus had just commanded the 120 of the apostles there on Mount of Olives. He said, I'm going to go away, but I want you to go back to Jerusalem. Now, you got to understand something. Most of them were from Galilee. That's quite a distance. And they had been there for the Passover and been gone quite a while. I mean, it's time to get home, and they're thinking. But Jesus said, don't go home. He said, go back to Jerusalem and tarry, because I'm going to send you the promise of the Holy Spirit. And they did. They went back to Jerusalem, the apostles and those with them, and they went to an upper room. And that's where we're going to pick the story up with this one verse. Verse 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. I mean, this church, I'm talking about the Church of Jesus Christ, was birthed in a prayer meeting. And I'm of the opinion that he's going to come after the same kind of church that he began with. I believe the church he's coming after is a church that still knows how to have the prayer meeting. They prayed. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight on pursuing by praying. I need some help tonight. I want to kind of illustrate this. God is spirit. You can't introduce him. Brother Brian, can you get loose? Okay. He's going to be God again tonight. We haven't quite frequently. It takes a lot of practice to fill that role. And you're just going to be God. And how many believes, just kind of just walk slowly, just walk around back and forth. How many believes that God does come amongst us? How many believes when we have church, he does walk the aisles and come between the pews? We're talking about pursuing his presence. We're pursuing God. And I just want you to look at me, and I want you to consider if this is pursuing God. Don't get too far away. I'm going to have to come after you here in a minute. But is, we're in church, okay? This is a pew. We're in church. Is this pursuing God? Look pretty engaged. What about this? Is this pursuing God? What about this? I'm going to try to look like I'm daydreaming, so I'll give you a precursor. Okay. Is that pursuing God? Nope. Got a neighborhood. Is that pursuing God? What about this? What about this? Now you say, wait a minute. There's God. He's moving. You're not pursuing him. I want to tell you, when you see this in the physical, I'm talking about sincerely, but when you see this in the physical, let me show you what is seen in the spiritual. Go ahead, God, walk this way. When you see this in the physical, this is what is seen in the spiritual. One more time. I said, when you see this in the physical, this is what you see in the spiritual. Thank you, Brother Brian. Why? Because prayer is pursuing God. They were praying because they were pursuing his promise. Jesus had left. I want you to think about it. Did you realize when Jesus ascended from the Mount of Olives, he deprived people of his presence? Think about that. He'd been with the apostles for three and a half years. But when he ascended on the Mount of Olives, he deprived them of his presence. But he said, I will not leave you comfortless, because if I go away, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. So what is the Holy Spirit? If his leaving is depriving them of his presence, the coming of the Holy Spirit is reintroducing his presence among them. So if they're praying for the Holy Spirit, they are praying for his presence amongst them. That's what they were doing in that upper room. Had they not been praying, if they had went back to Galilee, went back to their fishing, went back to their ordinary things of doing, if they had not been praying, I really believe the Spirit would not have come. But because they were praying, the Spirit came. And because the Spirit came, his presence was among them. Now you got to understand something. There were 10 days they were there praying. That means, Brother Bill, they prayed days when the Spirit never came. I said they prayed days when the Spirit never came. But they kept praying. Because they believed the promise. He was going to send his Holy Spirit. If they had not been praying, if you had not seen them in the upper room or heard them when you passed by, nobody would have concluded that they believed in that promise of the Spirit. If they had not been praying, nobody would have concluded that they were seeking God for the fulfillment of his promise. But because they were praying, that let people know they took the promise of God sincerely, they took the promise of God seriously, and it let them know that they were praying or pursuing God. Could I tell you tonight that prayer is simply that? Prayer is pursuing God. Think about those occasions in the Old Testament. Amen. How did they pray? They went out and they began to get stones and build up an altar. But I'm telling you, if you saw somebody piling the stones up, building an altar, you knew they intended on getting a hold of God. You knew that there was a person that was going to seek God. You knew they would be praying at that altar. Amen. It's this simple. If prayer is pursuing God, a person who doesn't pray isn't pursuing God. It's that simple. I said a person who's not praying is not pursuing God. Amen. A student who isn't studying, he's not trying to make a good grade. And a person who's not praying, he's not pursuing God. Amen. You know, I have found that in some ways prayer is like exercise. Now, prayer is much more than exercise. You know, some people just want to make prayer a psychological, emotional exercise. Prayer's far more than just a cathartic exercise. Prayer is, and I'm not going to get into that right here tonight, but I want you to know there are some comparisons between prayer and exercise. You know, some people, they say, well, I would really like to be in shape, but they never exercise. It ain't going to happen. Some people say, I'd really like the presence of God. I'd really like to be what God would like me to be without praying. It is never going to happen. Amen. Amen. If a person's trying to get in shape or stay in shape, you will see them exercising. Relax. I'm not preaching a message on exercise. I'm not trying to make anyone feel guilty. I'm just telling you there's some parallels here. Amen. People, you know, if you go to the gym, you see people fervently, many of them, working out because the body has become everything and they want to be in shape. Then I see them sometimes and I think to myself, oh, if people were that interested in the shape of their spiritual man, amen, they wouldn't be on the treadmill, but they'd be praying. They'd be seeking God. Amen. Amen. To come to church and not really pray is like going to the gym and not really exercising. That was real deep, so I'm going to say it again. I said to come to church and not really pray is like going to the gym and not really exercise. And I want you to know some people do that. I understand you can exercise at home. Some of you have a gym at home. You can pray at home. But I'm telling you, the gym is a conducive place for working out. For one thing, it's away from the distractions. For another thing, it's encouraging when other people are exercising. You see them exercising. Amen. And you know, it's just that simple. If they mean business, they're going to exercise. Now listen, there is something else that I've seen happen and realize it happened. Some people go to the gym and they don't exercise. Amen. I've seen it. I mean, they'll get their little sweat rag and they get their water bottle and they get in there and they get their little app and they put up the sets they're going to do and how many repeats they're going to do and everything. And they go in there and they'll sit down at a machine and you think, man, they're going to get with it. And they reach over and put it in 10 pounds. One, two, and they're up. The next, they're gone. I've seen them come to the track, and they'll go one or two times around, and they're finished. They're done. Amen. They don't mean business. Amen. If they mean business, they're going to get with it. Can you say amen? And when we come to church, they're praying. Is our seeking God and falling after Him? Again, if you're serious about exercising, you'll be seen at the gym. And if you're serious about pursuing God, you'll be seen praying. You don't pray to be seen, but if you're pursuing God, amen, you'll be seen praying. Amen. I've even seen folks. They sit down on the machine and they never use it. They just talk to their neighbor on the next machine. Amen. I thought, man, I've seen that same thing in church. I've seen them come sit on a pew and they haven't worshiped. They haven't praised God. They haven't sought God. Amen. But I want to tell you, those that are serious about the presence of God, they're going to pray, because that's pursuing God. Amen. Like exercise. And you know, but so much more than exercise. You can talk about it. I've seen that class too. You can talk about exercising, talk about exercising, talk about it, but it doesn't do you any good till you do it. Amen. I've been to prayer breakfasts. They ate, but they didn't pray. Amen. I've been to meetings on prayer. They preached on prayer, but they didn't pray. How many knows you can talk about prayer, and not pray? Amen. Oh, but there's something that can get into our hearts. I want to pray. I want to do more than talk about prayer. I want to pray, and I want to know, I want you to know, and one more thing, and I'll let it rest, but like exercise, it's not really easy. And you know what the hardest part about exercising is? Getting started. Someone said it out loud. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. It's really hard to overcome that. I'm telling you, it's that way with the things of God. How many knows we got this thing called the flesh? Amen. And it don't feel like doing spiritual things. But you know what you do when you exercise? You make it do it. And what you do when you want to pray, you don't feel like praying, but you know what you do? Because there's a higher, loftier goal. You say, buddy, you're going to do it. Amen. And you make yourself pray. It's hard to keep doing it. So many times you want to just quit. I walk. That's my main form of exercise. And there's a lot of days my leg hurts. My legs hurt. My body hurts. My head hurts. My ears hurt. Amen. How many knows that if you're my age or around there, you understand that? You can go to bed and get up and just things. And every step you say, I've got to take the next one. I got to take the next one. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. Like exercise, prayer. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Right? But there's something, you look at the end goal. You look at what is to come. Amen. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I want to tell you, if you do press through that, getting started in the pains, it's a good feeling when you've completed it. Your body feels good. You feel good. I want you to know it's the same with the things of God. Amen. If you push through what the Satan would suggest to you, you press through what your flesh would tell you, and you say, I'm going to pursue God, and you pray, I want to tell you, there'll come a point. Amen. You'll say, This is what I want. This is great. This is what I need. But like exercise, you got to understand the effects are not always immediate. The effects are long term. And it's that way with prayer. Amen. If you're going to look for a new star, you're going to use a telescope. If you're going to seek for a new cure in the cell level, you're going to use a microscope. Those are instruments of discovery. And if you're going to find God, the instrument of discovery is prayer. There's no other instrument of discovery for finding God but prayer. Amen. I appreciate the things that's been said about praise and worship tonight, and we don't praise and worship God enough. But let me tell you what's happening on the large scale with the church. Amen. Praise and worship has replaced prayer. We have praise and worship. Listen, please don't mistake what I'm saying. Rebecca was exactly right. We need more prayer and worship, but we're living in a time when the prayer and worship has replaced prayer. We don't have prayer meetings. Amen. You have praise fest. And what do they call it when you have a get with it and start the drums going and everybody starts shouting? What do they call that? Praise break. You have praise breaks. Amen. Praise has replaced prayer. But let me tell you something about praise. Here's the wonderful things about praise and worship. With praise and worship, you will see God and see Him more clearly. Amen. I said, that's why we need praise and worship. When you praise him, you'll see God more clearly. But with prayer, you'll pursue him once you've seen him. Amen. Praise is to see him more clearly. But prayer is to pursue him. See somebody praying, and you see somebody that's drawing near to God, who desires to get close to God. So let me leave you three things, and I'm done. First of all, in prayer, you pursue by stopping. So many truths seem contradictory. But if you really want to pursue God, you need to stop. You can't pursue God unless you stop. You say, what are you talking about? Well, if you pray, you're going to have to stop normal activities. You're going to have to stop other things that demand your time. You're going to have to stop other things that demand your attention. You see, to pray, you take time. You carve out time. You disengage from other things in order to pray. Amen. I illustrated at the beginning, and I know you can pray in any position. Amen. But listen, most of us, when we pray and really get down to business, we follow the example of kneeling. We kneel to pray. And I've already illustrated this, but when you kneel to pray, it doesn't look like you're going anywhere. You're stopped all other activity. But I'm telling you, if you're going to pursue God, you have to stop. Stop to pray. Praying is that stop, being still and knowing that he is God. Amen. Yes, you can pray. I can pray in any position. But kneeling shows humility. Kneeling shows reverence. Kneeling shows repentance. Amen. There's plenty of precedent in Scripture of standing and praying. Jesus stood and prayed. There's plenty of precedent in Scripture of lifting our hands. But I'm telling you, there's still a great wonder that can happen in our soul when we, with our bodies, we stop and we kneel in reverence and humility. There's no better position to repent from than on your knees. But there's other positions. Lying out on your face, there's a precedent for that in Scripture. But notice once again, you're stopped. You're stopped. Amen. I walk and pray. You say, how's that stopping? Because you're stopping everything else. Amen. That's the only thing that you do. Amen. Pray. You're pursuing God by stopping. And so could I say it this morning? Pray. Stop the empty business of the day. Stop fleshly pursuits. Stop worrying. Stop complaining. Stop fearing. Stop doubting. Just stop and pray. And when you stop to pray, you'll pursue God. Secondly, tonight, in prayer, you pursue by talking. I'm talking about dialoguing, communing. You know, whole books have been written by prayer. I've got tons of them in my study. Probably hardly any subject within Christianity has been written about more than prayer. Probably more messages preached on prayer, more series preached on prayer. But you know, as complex as a subject as we make it, prayer is really very simple. Prayer is talking to God. And how many knows in talking to God, he talks back. He talks to us. Prayer is talking to God. A child can do it. That's why a child can pray. Amen. Amen. And I know all these things. It's better to have a heart without words than to have words without a heart. I understand that. But in the end, prayer is talking. You say, wait a minute, Pastor. How can you pursue somebody by talking? Let me ask you something. A young man, maybe one of these on the second row over there. Okay, you. Well, no. You're a little young for this. Your parents will get real upset. All of a sudden, this young man, he decides he likes a young girl. That's why I had to back out of that in a hurry. Just keep sitting there. About a few more years, we'll take care of that. But if he really wants to get to know her, what does he start trying to do? Talk to her. Even if he tries to write a note, he tries to talk to her. He wants to talk to her. How do you really get close? Can you get close to anyone without really talking to them? Can't do it. You can look at their picture. You can read about them. But you can't get to know them. You cannot pursue a closeness in that relationship without talking with them. So could I tell you that prayer is pursuing God, because prayer is talking, and we pursue him by talking. How many's ever found so often that when you pray, you thought you was talking to God, but you're really just talking to yourself? Not because God's not listening, but you're just thinking out loud. I want to tell you one of the greatest things in prayer, and I'm not trying to be complex here, I'm not trying to offer something new, is when you go to pray, remember you're talking to Creator, Redeemer, God, and he's listening. And your mind's going to try to stray, and things are going to try to distract, but bring your mind back and say, I am talking to God. And remember this, his ears are open to the prayers of the righteous. And though the Lord be high, he hath respect unto the Lord. Can you think of that? What a wonderful thing is, he hears us when we talk. Jesus even said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. That's the way to approach prayer. You talk to God, but you say, I thank you, God, that you hear me. And I know, I'm telling you, I'm talking about prayer is pursuing God. Why? Because when you talk to God, you draw close to God. Amen. Amen. Prayer is talking to God. You know, sometimes our prayers, especially if we serve God for a while, our prayers between us and God becomes like an older couple in a restaurant. You ever seen an older couple in a restaurant? They sit there and never say a word to each other. And they can claim they're just so comfortable with one another's presence. But really what they're thinking is, after all these years, there's nothing left to be said. Nothing left to be said. And you know, sometimes we serve God for a while and we think we've already covered it all. We've already got the bases covered. There's nowhere else to go in this thing. But I want you to know there's a lot of other places to go in God. Deeper yet I pray. Hallelujah. How many wants to pursue him by talking with him? Prayer is pursuing. It's talking to God. Amen. Amen. Do you feel that way in those times when you're really praying? Amen. Or do you feel like, no, I want more of his presence. I want to learn more of him. Last of all tonight, in prayer you pursue by calling. I didn't want to be deceptive by just making prayer a physical act and by my illustrations tonight. But let me tell you something else, how prayer pursues. And we find this in the story of blind Bartimaeus. And I'll just read two verses here. It says, they came to Jericho, and as he, Jesus, went out of Jericho, in other words, he's already walked down the road and he's exiting the city with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now listen, blind Bartimaeus, physically being blind, he couldn't just jump up and target Jesus and begin to pursue Jesus, just start running after Jesus. He's blind. He can't do that. Because he couldn't physically follow Jesus, he cried out. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus' voice chased Jesus down the street. His cries followed Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus pursued Jesus with his cries. I mean, I know we just don't get loud in prayer to say that's really praying, but I want to tell you something. When we really get desperate, amen, for God in our life and God in our situations, amen, we will with relief realize something. We can pursue him with our cries. Have you ever just cried out to God, God, I need help. God, I mean, it's okay even to take blind Bartimaeus' prayer. Oh, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And people came by and said, be quiet. You're making a disturbance. And he didn't put it in his words, but in effect, he's saying, Jesus is getting away down the road. How else am I going to go after him? How else am I going to pursue him except that I cry aloud? And he cried a great deal more aloud. His voice follow Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you think that desperate people pray desperate prayers? Don't you think that desperate situations, amen, merit desperate crying out to God? Amen. In the very beginning of our history, just the second generation. In Genesis it says, and to Seth, to him also there was born a son. He called his name Enos. Then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord. Not to pray, but to call upon the name of the Lord. Why? Because that's prayer. You pursue God with your cries, the desperation of your heart. And I know many of you have desperate situations, and you're not just trying to get loud enough so people would hear. That's not your desire. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's wonderful that you can go to a prayer room, or you can come to an altar and you can cry out to God and make no mistakes. Those cries pursue Him. How many knows I'm talking about pursuing His presence? We get desperate. We cry out to God. Minister that I met at one of the meetings, I read on his Facebook page this week, he simply said, I don't pray because I'm spiritual. He said, I pray because I know me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you come, music? So, praying is pursuing God's presence. I try not to go back in the past too much. That's why it's so important to really encounter God in your youth, because you never get away from those experiences. And I begin to think of the role that prayer played in my life and seeking God. And I could go back further than this, I won't, but about 11 years old, we were having revival, and one of the sisters of the church asked permission of the pastor if she couldn't get the children and the young teenagers together for prayer before church. And she was given permission, and we got back there as a room off the sanctuary, just children. We began to pray and seek God, and God began to make himself known back in the prayer room, but every night of that revival in the altars, you've never seen young people seek the Lord. Why? Because prayer is pursuing God. I think of times as a teenager, the same thing happened. As teenagers, we'd meet in the back prayer room, and many times service would start and the Spirit of the Lord would fall, and we would come out of the prayer room and God would be moving and working in our hearts. Later in high school, went to a public school, and God began to deal with, there's just a few of us really trying to seek the Lord, and had open campus. And I remember for a period of time, and you know, you get awfully hungry as a teenager. I remember Sunday morning thinking, if that preacher doesn't get through, I'm literally going to starve to death right here. They're going to have my picture on the front of the National Geographic as the malnourished. And teenagers can get hungry. But I remember God laid it on our hearts, and we gave up lunch every day, and we would go to my house, and we would seek the Lord during lunch hour and pray. Did you know God began to move? In just a short period of time, 6 or 8 kids were saved right out of public school there. And God began to move. Why? Because prayer is pursuing God. Got a little older, and there were several of us young men, and some Friday nights, quite a few Friday nights. Some would go out, hand out tracts, this and that. It was quite a few Friday nights. What do you want to do tonight? And one of them would speak up and say, let's just go to the church and have a prayer meeting. And I can remember just like yesterday, we'd unlock the door, we'd go in, and I can remember lying between pews and just seeking the Lord. I'm talking about prayer is pursuing God, and how God would come down. God would begin to move. Went home with a friend from Bible school. Some of you know his name if I called it. And his parents had a little, what do they call them here, Dottie houses out behind the main house. And I went home with him for the weekend, and he lived in that little house when he was in. We got in and unpacked, and he said, let's have a prayer meeting. And we began to pray. I can't remember how many hours that it was, and the presence of the Lord was made rich and real. Why are you sharing those? Because I see so clearly that those times of praying was those times that I was pursuing God and discovering Him. Amen. There's no improvement. There's no shortcut. People would go to a back bedroom during the days between service. They'd pray. What were they doing? They're pursuing God. Some of them used to go out to a stump. I was always too afraid of chiggers for that, but some folks would go out to a stump. I know some went up the mountain. They had a place up on the mountain and come to church. And I can still, from my earliest memories, if I shut my eyes, I can hear the voice, and I could tell you their names. As a child, I could remember before church, they'd go find a Sunday school class. Sister Brock had her Sunday school class before service. And I can remember them going back there and begin to call out to God. Amen. What were they doing? What was that praying? They were pursuing God's presence. No wonder we began service and the Shekinah glory of His presence settled down upon folks, because they've been pursuing His presence. You may not have the luxury of a special altar room in your house, but you can drive to work tomorrow and pray. And you won't be just driving down the highway. You'll be pursuing His presence. Amen. Again, no shortcut, no alternative, no substitute. If you desire, I desire the presence of God, prayer is a pursuit of God. I said prayer is a pursuit of God. Amen. God bless you. Would you stand all over the building? Thank you, Father, for your people. Lord, help us to pray like we've never prayed. Help us, Lord, to stop to pray. We've got to stop if we're going to pray. Lord, help us to cry out to you, Lord, and seek you. And help us, Lord, to truly commune and to dialogue and to talk with you. Lord, help our hearts to be challenged, to know that if we seek you, we will find you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Could we gather tonight and pursue His presence? I didn't say come and pray. I said, let's come and pursue His presence. But I could have said, let's come and pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Oh, let's pray tonight. Let's pray. Talk to God. Talk to God. Oh, let's talk to God. Talk to God tonight. He's listening. Oh, let's talk to God tonight. Talk to Him about your need. Talk to Him about that exasperating thing. Talk to Him about the hunger of your heart. Oh, let's pray. Let's pursue His presence. God, we seek you. Lord, we call upon you tonight. Lord, we reach out to you tonight. Oh, God, we pursue your presence. God, we need you. God, we desire you. God, we need you in our lives. We need you in our homes. We need you in our hearts, Lord. We want more of you. We pursue you, God. We pray. We pursue you, God, in prayer. We're stopping right now, God. We're stopping to pray. We're stopping to seek your face, Lord. We pursue you by stopping, Lord. We pursue you, God, by pausing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died.
Talk to Him. Oh, Creator God, I thank you that you hear me. But I know that you hear me always. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
With Thee, my God, I come you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the cross where thou hast died.
Lord, your ears are open.